Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, after the break, we're going to hear from Dr. Gerard Lomero. He's written a new book. It's all about real-world socialism, spiritual, moral, and economic bankruptcy. You know, and it's true. Look at where we're at. Look at who we forgot about. Look who we don't want to talk about anymore. You know, seriously. We have a generic God. Because you don't want to be specific. You might hurt somebody's feelings. You know, and then when it comes to socialism, Dr. Lomero is going to talk to about the false hopes and deceit that they sow. And it's true. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me know what you're thinking, how you feel. I don't want to know how you feel, but what you're thinking. The Iranian protesters, I mean, you got to pray for those people. They really, I mean, there are a lot of them that you don't hear, you don't see, you're not allowed to, that are on the same page as you, believe it or not. They want freedom, they want liberty, they just want to do their thing, be left alone. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, and there was a there's an image and a story on Campus Reform about Iranian students at one university. They went out of their way not to step on the American flag when protesting the Iranian regime. So there were videos, well, not videos, but there were the American and the Israeli flags side by side being projected onto the cement. And students were walking over the flags, both of them. But there was a large group of students who decided they didn't want to be involved. Right? They're mad at the regime. They're mad at their current regime. And they're starting to push back, which could be very dangerous for them. Now, here in this country, our young people have no problem burning our flag. Can you imagine if we treated those kids half the way the Iranians treat their kids, their young students, their young people? Now, new video, that's out there shows this happening. It shows protesters in Iran, they're furious, they're pushing back on the regime, and they're mostly mad because that regime lied to them about shooting down that airliner. Now, the video reportedly taken in, Beheshti University in Tehran, shows Iranian students marching in the street where both an American flag and an Israeli flag are on the pavement. The Iranian regime considers both the U.S. and Israel to be two of its sworn enemies. Hey, let's give them some more money so they can keep trying to kill us. What do you think? Now, despite how the regime might feel about the U.S. and Israel, Iranian students seem to have a great deal of respect for the two countries. I wonder why that is. You know, somehow they must have got brainwashed, right? The Iranian regime, you talk about an oppressive a depressive, authoritarian regime. That's it. And yet the Democrats won't speak out against them. Why do you think that is? I'm just curious. And those kids were beating their brains out to walk around those flags as opposed to over them. So, when I watch these American students, when I watch them burn and walk on and tear up the American flag, I think what you should do, right? I think this is what I think you ought to do. I think we ought to take those kids and ask them where they think it's better. What government treats its students better? That's what I would ask. And then I would send them there. Right? I mean, seriously. And then they could see what it's really like living under that kind of regime. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, this is the stuff, while we're in line with this, this is the stuff that utterly drives me out of my mind. The University of Oklahoma student government recently voted to remove the Pledge of Allegiance from its agenda. It cited the fact that the pledge was written on the anniversary of Columbus Day in 1892. The government body added that the town in which OU is located does not celebrate Columbus Day, but Indigenous Peoples Day. The resolution reads, a congressional resolution to remove a flag salute from the University of Oklahoma. They go on to say, whereas Section 6.2 of the Undergraduate Student Congress bylaws has said there's no flag salute in order of business for general meetings, the flag salute began being included in USC agenda between 2008-2009 without any legislative action, and simply has been carried out just because, well, it is a flag salute. You are saluting the flag that protects you. You are saluting the flag by which others gave their lives to uphold what it stands for. They go on to say the other reason is the Pledge of Allegiance was published in September of 1892. And it was published in the issue of a weekly family magazine called The Youth Companion. Oh, that's terrible. The Youth Companion was celebrating the National Public School celebration of Columbus Day. That's even more terrible. No, we're going to finish this up. This is the stuff you don't pay attention to. And then it happens, and 2 months later, you come into a board member, a school board member like myself, going, what happened? I go, you didn't happen. That's what happened. Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats, But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us and spending time with us, whether you're texting or tweeting, being part of the conversation. Be part of the solution, okay? Don't just be somebody who's complaining about stuff. You don't have any information. You really don't know. You really don't know what's going on. You're just kind of guessing, or you're getting these tweets, and don't do that. Be informed. Okay, get engaged. Be informed. That's really the way to do this. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged. Anyway, let's go to Washington. We'll see what did I say, Ed? What did I do?
Hey,
thanks for joining me.
Hey, you didn't. Hey, listen. You know, you guys are always continually pounding in the obvious, which I greatly appreciate. But here's a bit of homily just to change up the subject. You know, when it snows outside, do you enjoy the beauty of the snow? I look outside and think another drug deal's gone bad.
Oh, God. I will look at snow a whole different way now, Ed. I don't know.
Well, in my past, I happen to have to look in that way. Just to let you know, one person does make a difference. In my own state, I've gotten several pieces of legislation that have not made it to the floor for a vote because of their out-and-out fraudulent writing of their tax.
Yep.
So one person can make a difference. And it just bothers me that people in our country that are supposed to be representing us don't care about the people losing their lives because they have no way to protect themselves. And all of the things that are going on, not one time can I think of, generally speaking, have people that have had, that have been all these killings going on, have they ever had a weapon to protect themselves? You know, these
You're
people
right.
are cowards. They go after yep. people that are unarmed. So that's about it. But I thought that homily might give you a little bit of a teehee.
Well, yeah, you did. You did. I appreciate that. So I appreciate you listening, Ed. Yeah, keep up the good work, as I would say, from my side of the world.
Well, I kind of have to. I'm an American. In this country, you don't harm people.
No. So I agree with you. I agree with you. You take care, too. Thanks a lot for listening.
Bye-bye.
All right, let me bring him on. I always appreciate the time that I have with him. And his recent, he said on another one of his releases today, he said on another one of his press releases, and he's written a new book, and it's all about real-world socialism, spiritual, moral, and economic bankruptcy. Man, and every one of those, he had 100% home run. And it's sold by using false hopes and deceit. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. And Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me. Appreciate it so much.
Oh, it's great to be with you. I love your show, and it's great to just have a chance to talk to you.
Well, you know what, and somebody asked me today to ask you when you were going to be on the show, who do you think, I won't hold you to it, who do you think is going to be the nominee for the Democrats?
It's very hard. There's quite a bit of flux, but I will give you my best forecast as of today is Bernie Sanders.
Wow.
I think it's going to be a socialist versus a capitalist. I think the number one issue is going to be socialism. Notice that Bernie Sanders has now moved into first place, probably in Iowa and New Hampshire. And we have today, we've got in the news, this is very newsworthy, breaking news, is that the Trump campaign has signaled that Bernie Sanders, as far as they're concerned, is the Democrat front runner. And they're going to focus their campaign on campaigning against Bernie Sanders and against socialism. And so I think that my book hit at just the right time, to be honest,
yep.
because I think this is the number one issue. And this book goes into socialism at a level I don't think any other book does, because I have most of the books on socialism and capitalism, and I've read them. And I think this is the best defense of capitalism and the best offense against socialism ever written. So I hope a lot of your audience buy it. And I also think it's really good for college students and high school students that want to understand socialism versus capitalism and freedom and who have to argue with their socialist and Marxist professors.
There you go. Perfect.
Give them the ammunition. Give them the ammunition to fight those debates.
Now, this is out of the norm for you, isn't it? I mean, most of the time, these are not the road you usually go down, true?
Well, my expertise is in forecast models, but one of the things I determined quite a while ago is that the number one issue, I forecasted this to be the biggest issue, so I thought, well, why not write a book about the issue? Because I think it's pretty darn important that people understand this isn't a game we're playing. We could go down the same road as Venezuela. They started out, you know, Hugo Chavez, he campaigned as a Democrat socialist. A lot of people are saying they're Democrat socialists. And you know what? As soon as he got elected, there was never another free election. He nationalized industry after industry. He drove them all into bankruptcy. And that country was the number one economy in South America. It is now a basket case. The people are so poor that one university study found that the average Venezuelan citizen lost 24 pounds in a year. That's just terrible.
Wow.
They don't have food. They don't have medicine. They're just eating scraps of food out of garbage heaps. I mean, socialism has done so much damage throughout its 300-year history. This book talks about it and calls a spade a spade. We're not going to sit around and say, oh, everybody's going to get free health care. Baloney. They're going to have shortages. They're going to have rationing. They're going to have waiting lines. Just like some socialized medicine programs around the world, they're going to have people dying because they can't get emergency surgery. They have to wait on the line 6 months, but they die before they ever get the health care that's free.
Now, come on. You're just being one of those alarmists. I mean, don't you know about Finland and Sweden and Denmark? You always use Venezuela and... Come on, now, you know, socialism works if you do it right.
Let's talk about Scandinavian socialism, places like Sweden and Denmark. Those were free countries that built up wealth thanks to economic freedom. They decided to go in the direction of socialism, so-called, but what they did was they just created giant welfare programs, and they paid for it out of the wealth that was previously contributed to their society from capitalism. And as it went on and on and on, the taxes got higher and higher and higher. What happened? They found out they couldn't pay for everything, so they had to bring back free market principles, capitalism. And what you have now is essentially welfare states that are paid for out of capitalism. And that's not socialism. Because true socialism, you don't have capitalism bailing you out.
That's right. You know, people don't realize, they think this, you know, again... You have Venezuela and other countries like that. When you bring it up, they say, well, yeah, that's because they didn't do it right, or why do you always bring up the failed ones? Well, because they're almost all failed. That's why I bring up the failed
ones.
No, not
almost. They all are.
All right. Well, we'll be back in a minute. You can explain my inaccuracy when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. We're talking about his new book. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
As the Democrats gear up for a primary debate in Des Moines, Iowa, Tuesday night, there will be one less person running, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker dropping out of the 2020 race.
I'm suspending my campaign for president with the same spirit with which it began.
And a recent Des Moines Register CNN poll shows Bernie Sanders leading in Iowa with 20%, followed by Elizabeth Warren at 17%, third place Mayor Pete at 16%, and former Vice President Joe Biden Biden at 15%.
This was an act of terrorism.
In other news, Attorney General Bill Barr demands Apple unlock two cell phones used by the Saudi national responsible for shooting and killing three members of the military at the Pensacola Naval Base in Florida. Barr wants to see if he acted alone and says the attack was terrorism motivated by jihadist ideology. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Some messed up white people. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged, get involved in the conversation. Seriously, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Let me just bring him in. I don't want to waste his time. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me, as he does from time to time. He's got a new, he's got a new book out. And seriously, people, when I bring people like him on, you know, go grab the book. But wait till the show's over. You want to listen. You want to get informed. Then go buy the book, seriously. Real World Socialism, Spiritual, Moral, and Economic Bankruptcy. And it was sold by using false hopes and deceit. I mean, no kidding. And it's now it's in your face. Dr. Romero, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
Oh, great to be with you.
All right. So in your book, Real World Socialism, you know, people really don't understand it. I think I did a story last week about 70% of millennials are for socialism. They think it's a good thing to take care of people. Set them straight.
Well, it certainly isn't. I have gone back as far back as you can go, and I've looked at virtually a whole plethora of different versions of socialism. Sometimes they have different names: Christian socialism, democratic socialism. They go on and on and on with a million different socialisms. And they all maybe are slightly different from the others, but they all have, I found, five characteristics in common. But what I have found is that the so-called success stories, which there aren't any truly success stories in socialism, and that what I found is that those places that have a little bit of socialism and are bailed out mostly by a healthy capitalist economy with freedom, free markets, they're the ones who can afford socialism. You know that old joke about Ronald Reagan said the only two places that socialism work, it works in heaven where they don't need it, it works in hell where that's the system they use. And that's truly what, you know, a lot of people talk about the Scandinavians. We talked about that. You know, the fact that they got higher and higher taxes, more and more welfare programs, their economy started to go downhill, and they decided, we need some free market help here. We need some capitalism, or we're going out of business. We're going bankrupt, like North Korea and Cuba and Venezuela. Because they went the full nine yards, and they're totalitarian dictatorships. They also, as they get more and more socialist, they become more and more authoritarian, and they become more and more totalitarian. And people lose their freedoms because the government is trying to somehow desperately control everything, right, so that they can somehow meet their needs, and they never do. And by the way, just a couple of examples. After World War II, the British people put in Attlee as prime minister, and he was a big socialist fan. And he tried nationalizing this, nationalizing the Bank of England, different things. And you know what? They were so desperate that Attlee had to start rationing bread. They had to ration bread in Great Britain. And do you know what finally bailed them out?
No. What?
Well, what bailed them out was the United States, the Marshall Plan. The Marshall Plan gave them $3.5 billion because they were so poverty-stricken with their stupid socialist programs that drained their resources that capitalism bailed them out, thanks to America.
Wow.
And by the way, Attlee didn't last long. The conservatives were reelected pretty quickly after his socialism was seen as a failure. Another quick example for your listeners, the Kibbutzim. That's plural of kibbutz, which are little socialist communities. They're not like a whole socialist country, but they're like a little town of socialists.
Right. Yep.
In the Israel area. They've had that for a number of years, but you know what? They were always subsidized by the state of Israel. As soon as the state of Israel stopped subsidizing them, guess what? They went out of business. They didn't last. If you're socialist, you have to have a capitalist economy to bail you out because you don't make money. And what were the things that happened in those Israeli kibbutzims? Well, as one person who was there said, these are paradises for parasites. Because all they could do was get people that wanted the free salaries. They couldn't get people with skills. Skilled people wanted to go somewhere else, like a capitalist society and a capitalist economy where they get paid a good salary.
Wow.
They didn't want to work for nothing.
I'm always amazed at the semi-truth that we get in a lot of this. A lot of the, you don't hear the full story. So, you know, how is Bernie, how do you think Bernie is getting away with selling this?
Well, just like Hugo Chavez did. You know, he ran, you know, Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. I'm a Democrat socialist, he said. I'm going to give you free this, free that. Everybody's going to live well. They bought it. They believe the free lunch theory. But there is no such thing as a free lunch. It just doesn't work. Socialism doesn't work. And one of the things I say in the book is, it's time to get real, America and the world. Let's stop saying socialism is good, because there's no evidence whatsoever. I researched far and wide. I researched all sorts of socialist examples where they tried partial socialism, total socialism, medium socialism, all sorts of variations. Nothing works. That's the bottom line. That's what this book is about. And it gives every argument that socialists use to get people hooked, and it tells you why it doesn't work, why their arguments are wrong, and how to battle those arguments. And then I give every reason why capitalism and freedom are much better, far superior. And I go through all of that. This is the best handbook for somebody who wants to debate somebody for socialism. Yeah, I recommend it to anyone who needs to talk to a socialist and talk them out of their silly ideology, because it doesn't work.
I don't have that kind of patience. I sit there and say, you know, explain it to me, show me where it has worked, you know, for real, not where you think it has worked, because, you know, we get a lot of that, too. You get a lot of people who believe they know the truth about this stuff, and they truly and honestly, they don't have a clue. They really don't know where it's worked or hasn't worked, for that matter. And, again, they get mad at us for bringing up places like Venezuela, when, to your point just now, I think I saw a little documentary, a little clip, on how Hugo Chavez, he went around just grabbing companies. You say nationalizing. It wasn't even, he just walked around and said, what's that? Oh, yeah, okay, we're taking that one. I mean, seriously, with no real understanding of what it was. True?
No, and he drove them all into bankruptcy. He took a great economy and destroyed it. He really did. And by the way, they also destroyed their democracy in the same breath. Because while they were destroying their economy, they were also destroying all their freedom. And so new capital, couldn't come into existence. People couldn't start new businesses because they had no money. It just bankrupts. And this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her ideas of the Green Deal, that would bankrupt America. That plan is absolutely a socialist plan for bankruptcy.
Right.
And anybody that goes along with that, cutting out the hamburgers, cutting out the planes, cutting out the cars, they're just looking for sending us back to the Stone Age.
I want her to take the first electric plane that has solar panels. Seriously. I think she should take the inaugural flight. What do you think?
Well, I think she should do that on the way back from her trip on a high-speed train from Hawaii to California.
Yeah, I think that's great. I love that the senator, I think it was the senator from Hawaii, simply made a joke out of it. I would have said, okay, the woman is out of her mind, obviously, because we can't take a train to Hawaii. It'd be a little tough to do that, you know? But again, when they get the book, and they, believe me, my listeners will get the book, right, people? And you go through the whole history of socialism. You know how it works, where it's, I don't want to say where it's
worked. No, how it doesn't work.
Well, I was going to say, where they've tried to implement it, if you would. And,
right.
You know, you go through the Russian Revolution, through communism, Lenin.
Nazism.
Oh, yeah, Nazism, all the isms.
That's National Socialism is Nazism.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go through that. And you know what else I do? There's some other things in the book that not are even showing up in the press release because you got yourself limited to 2 pages for a press release.
Right.
But one of the things I've got in the book that I think is really important is what is the socialist strategy, in my opinion? What kind of strategy would they try to carry out in America to convert us to a socialist country? And I give you step by step what I think a socialist strategy would be to take over America. And I think that's really eye-opening.
Well, when we come back from the break, one of the questions I have for you is, Christian socialism. What the heck is Christian socialism? But we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break because there's so many other questions that I have for you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, head up to the website, thereelside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Give me your email address. We send out one email a week, one notice a week. Ain't that hard. We'll be back more with Gerard Lomero right after this.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code Radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate. No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I want you involved in the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. Seriously, you know what? Get engaged. When I say get engaged, you listen to what we're saying. You check us out. You make sure that we're telling you the truth. Not that we'd intentionally lie to you, but check out what we have to say so you know that you don't just sound like a spokesholder. You're just repeating what you heard. You know, on the radio, repeating what you heard or you read or what have you. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me, as he does from time to time on the show. Right now, he's just released a new book you can find on Amazon, Real World Socialism. Now, if you can't spell that, then you shouldn't be listening to this show, I think. Anyway, it's about spiritual, moral, and economic bankruptcy and soul by using false hopes and deceit. And Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me.
Great to be with you.
Hey, let me ask you a question. You know, one of the things you say, Eric, you got spiritual, moral, and economic bankruptcy. Spiritually, I don't really see. I see us moving away from God. I see us moving away from those kind of things, which makes it easier to sell socialism, does it not?
Yes, it does. And you asked a question you wanted me to answer after the break about Christian socialism. What do I think of that term? It pops up every so often. Some people thought Tony Blair in Great Britain was a Christian socialist. But let me disabuse people of that term. Christian and socialism are absolutely opposed to each other. Christianity is the belief of God, and you know all the Testament, the Old Testament, the New Testament. And socialism was founded in atheism. It was very much anti-Jewish, anti-Christian, anti-family, anti-marriage, anti-life, anti-property.
Mm-hmm.
You go back to the, like I did, go back to the core documents, go back to the people who made the points and debated the issue from their side. They were anti-Christian, anti-Jewish. There's nothing Christian about socialism. You know, whereas Christians believe that they're made in the image of God and that's where we get human dignity from. That's
right.
Why we value human life, because we think life is valuable, a gift from God. Okay, socialism doesn't. They believe in historical materialism. They believe everything is just secular. It's just the world. And one of the really interesting points I make in the book, I think, is the fact that Christianity believes that if you're a good person, a moral person, a decent person, you follow the Ten Commandments, you try to live a good life, God will reward you afterwards in heaven. That's not the way it works with socialism. Socialism essentially preaches the idea that if you follow the state and you do everything they say and you follow all their policies and you give up your freedom, you will get and achieve utopia, heaven on earth. They believe that they in essence, believe it or not, are their own religion. And the basis of socialism is its own religious ideology, which puts God totally opposed to them. And why? Because if you have human dignity that Christianity preaches, you cannot go and put people in internment camps. You can't torture them. You can't murder them, because morality wouldn't allow you to do that. You couldn't create the great famine that occurred, where 25 million people died. There were two great famines thanks to socialism. A lot of millions of people died. You couldn't do that if you were Christian-based. So Christian socialism is absolutely a ridiculous term that means nothing, because the two words don't go together.
No. No, I agree with you. Here's the other thing I try to tell my Christian friends all the time, is that when you think about what the Bible says about who you're supposed to be, who your sufficiency is, who you're supposed to rely on, right, and where your security comes from, if you would, it's from God. It has nothing at all to do with the government. God never says in the Bible to compel the government to go out and take care of the sick, compel the government to go out and do these things. It always says the same thing. You go out and take care of. You go out and take
love
care of
your
these
neighbor
people.
As yourself.
Yeah, well, not let the government go out and love your neighbor. That's not what they're looking for. That's not what you're supposed to be doing anyway.
So right? By the way, that's what capitalism is all about. You know, I try to do something good. I try to write a book that's going to help people. And that's why I wrote this book, to help people in that. And somebody buys it, so maybe I make a little money on it. Okay? Capitalism is all about that. You try to meet somebody else's needs, you work hard, and maybe you make a little profit in the process, which makes your family a little better off.
Yeah.
That's capitalism. Socialism is you take everything from the people who are productive, you put them out of business, and you use the money any way you see fit, any way the elites and the bureaucrats think they should spend your money. That's called theft. It's also a violation of the Ten Commandments.
Oh, yeah. Let's get started. I mean, I get started with these people, I make them crazy. Because that's what I always come back to. It's like you keep saying that the Bible says. I don't think you could find the Bible with both hands. But that's my own personal opinion. You know what I'm saying?
I've studied capitalism. I've studied socialism inside out. I've got a fantastic library on both. And the reason I do that is because I don't think you can argue against something if you don't understand it.
That's true.
So I have an incredible library on socialism, and I try to read and understand. And some of the best givers I've ever read is socialist writings. In fact, somebody somebody asked me, do you read nonfiction? And I said, do you read fiction or nonfiction? I said, well, I normally read nonfiction, but I said, occasionally I read something written by a Democrat. That's fiction.
So let me ask you, you talk about a lot of different kinds of socialism in your book, right?
In
British Labour Party, designer socialism, Christian socialism, Scandinavian socialism. Isn't socialism simply socialism?
Well, chapter one, I answer a question that's very important. I said, what is socialism? And it turns out that all these variations of what people call socialism, there's a common denominator. There are some things that show up. And I put that together and explain it in about 20 pages or whatever it takes in chapter one. But I go through what I think is at the core of socialism, regardless of what name you give it. People have given it all sorts of names. And that's one of the things that makes it hard to defend against socialism is because they say, oh, well, that's not the socialism I meant. I meant XYZ socialism. Oh, I meant ABC socialism. Well, it turns out there's a core to the beliefs. And I define that and explain it and give detail and show them that there really is socialism and how you can sort of define whether or not a country or set of policies is really socialist.
Yeah, and again, socialism has never worked. I tell people all the time, if you really look at how this country started, the road they originally went down in Jamestown, it was a socialist type of scenario, right? Almost truly, if you really think about it, it was almost like a kibbutz type of right scenario. And it wasn't working.
But
people,
it didn't work.
Didn't work at all. And the lazy people just got lazier. They realized they didn't have to work, and they could still eat. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, and that's when we changed it all. And again, I love, what's her name? AOC. Let's not say her real name, because if you say it too many times, she might show up. But, you know, AOC keeps coming back to that. AOC keeps coming back to believing that we need to go back to the socialist type of thing. But here's the problem. The young people, when they hear the word socialism, they don't think of what you've laid it out to be or what we know it to truly be. They honestly believe, when I've seen them interviewed, that socialism is nothing more than we taking care of people that need help, or we're taking care of people that are sick or what have you. It is not what we know true socialism is. So they're being fed a line that isn't true. Do you agree?
Well, right. Well, look what I said in the title. You know, the spiritual, moral, economic bankers be sold by using false hopes and deceit.
Yeah.
The biggest immorality of socialism is deceit. It's lying. To say that's socialism. That's not, if you're generous, if you and I get together and we decide, like Danny Thomas did, to put up that St. Jude's Hospital, he built that hospital as a charity, and people put in lots of charities. Let's say we got together and made a charity, okay? Where did that money come from that we're using? We didn't get it from the government. We would have to get it from the private sector. And if we applied for a grant from the government, it would be paid for by taxes that were taken out of the private sector. And some bureaucrat liked our idea and gave us a grant. You know, these cities, they love to get grants from the federal government. Well, all they're doing is getting tax money that was taken away from the private sector.
Now, wait a minute. Are you saying grant money is tax money? Is that what you're
talking about? Of course.
But
what I'm trying to say is the people who think that socialism is, oh, you help the poor people and you give everybody free medical care. Right. You don't at all. What you do is you make promises, and promises are cheap. But I have documented in one of my other books I wrote a few years ago about socialized medicine, that was what it was called at the time. Now it's called single payer mostly. And some of these single payer systems that are available in the world, they promise people free medical care. But guess what? They die waiting for the care to happen.
Okay.
People
all right.
Don't get it.
We both believe in capitalism. Up against the time, they can get the book at Amazon.com. They can find out more. You where?
Great News for America.
There you go.
Great
all
News
right.
for America.com.
And we'll have you back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Intern Nate joins me to talk about millennial issues that you and I just don't understand. We'll be back.